Thank God you sounded 20 years younger.
I thought you, were one of those creepy people. Hey, Colette, is Matt the engineer here?
No, he's not in today.
Not in today.
So he's sick again today.
Yes.
Do you know what his ailment is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you, Colette. Sorry, we didn't recognize you.
Okay.
Oh, hey, listen, Colette, as long as you're on the line.
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain something to me. We've got this new, allegedly very expensive security system at the station. And everybody now, every time you want to leave to go take a leak or in the case of the guys that go out and smoke, you've got to use one of your swipe keys to get in and out. And that's okay. But how do you all feel about the fact that Colette, when she's sitting up there, or whoever the creepy person is, you're not creepy, Colette, the creepy people that take your place, see, that's how I got in trouble with the Bridget Jones
thing. That's
right. Exactly. Colette is not creepy, but like when they have that intern who's got those hollow eyes.
Andy?
Yes, Andy, the guy that...
Andrew.
Well, no, or I call him Andy, but yeah, I guess it's Andrew.
There's a lovely lady that substitutes for Colette that sits up there.
Yes, Shayla.
Yeah.
Shayla.
Right. Yeah, babe. Yeah, no problem there.
Shayla's very easy on the eye.
But no matter who it is that's sitting there, you realize that they can no longer buzz you in, that you're going to have to use, even during business hours, you have to use your swipe card to get in and out.
She no longer has the capability, or she's been told not
no,
to?
No, I think, and that's
no,
what I'm trying
I
to check.
I can still buzz in.
Oh, it's going to be you.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Hold on, Rob. Didn't you tell me she couldn't?
That's what I heard. I heard that you
Well, Tony said that to me, but he was joking when he said it. It was kind of lighthearted, because I've already lost mine.
You lost your key?
Yes.
Well, you know that's a...
If that's true,
yeah.
Do you know it's going to cost you $10 to get it back?
I'm not going to pay it.
And did you know this?
That I'll come in a window.
The cards... Let's isolate that.
Hey.
The cards. The swipe cards.
Peeping Tom's anthem.
The cards cost $4.
$4.50.
And if you lose it, you have to pay $10. And then the additional $5.50 goes into a slush fund for some big morale-boosting party.
Yes.
I'm not worried about that, losing my card, because I know how to wrap my fist in the towel. That's all you need, really.
Yep. So you can buzz people in during business hours?
Yes.
All right. Well, then that's different than you told me, boy.
Well, it's not what I was informed of. How long before someone puts some piece of mail correspondence in the door jam so it doesn't click shut?
or one of these cards.
Will the outer security door be locked at all times, too?
I'm sorry?
Don't be. The timer is set so that should remain open during business hours, but that timer wasn't working as of today.
Of course. Gotcha. The guy was up there with all the wires.
All right, Colette. Well, listen, it sounds terribly busy there, as you can hear all of the lines ringing.
Yes. Work.
This is a very important radio station.
Colette, before we get off the line, did I have any mail today?
No, no mail today. Oh, the mail hasn't come yet.
Okay, let me know.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Have my bosom rags arrived? Colette?
Bosom rags.
She's gone.
Yeah. I get one piece of mail a week here at the radio station.
And today's the day?
Notable quotables.
Yeah. Right, let's see. Tony
and
Diggs.
And I throw it away.
His number is, Tony Diggs is...
Diggs Tony.
No, hold on. They don't do it like that. Remember, this list is not done with last name. It's by first name.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically who gets bumped.
Is it buzzing?
Yeah, 828.
2828?
No, 828.
No, it's got to be four digits.
It has to be four digits, Buzz.
Hi, 2828.
My list is expired.
I think 2828 is Beth Ann, though.
No, I think she's 2858.
Oh, no, she's 2888.
Oh. Once again,
58.
The radio station has changed its phone numbers and not informed me.
Well, it sounds like Tony's out on assignment somewhere.
Do you do a lot of in-house calling, Buzz?
I do a fair amount, yes. I try to, not successfully.
But... Well, he's not there. God damn it.
How long have we been here? Here at this place?
Almost 15 years.
I don't think in the 15 years... I've done the operator a lot of times, but I don't think I've ever called anybody direct with a phone number.
You should.
In-house.
It's fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
And, well, Tony's not even getting his voicemail, so we could check on the other engineer, Matt the Crybaby.
Who seems to be out of work for a second day.
He's sick for a second day.
Oh, I don't know.
Or third, if he was not here Friday.
I don't think he's dead, Rob. I really don't think he's dead.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Beth Ann spoke. Oh, you got a hold of him?
I'm trying.
I don't think that Beth Ann spoke to Matt the Crybaby yesterday, and that's only a joke too, Matt, if you're crying at home about that. I think it was the girlfriend that said Matt was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Oh, you got him?
We've not really spoken to him. He could be in a shallow grave.
You got Tony?
That is Tony.
Here he is now. Chief Engineer Anthony Diggs. Hey, Tony.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi. Now, when you told Rob that we were not going to be able to be buzzed in, that you would have to pull out, go through the laborious
same
door.
Thing he said to me. Also, yeah. And I believe he was being lighthearted.
Actually, I was not.
Oh.
At that instant, that was the case. But I've since smacked the security guy and told him how stupid it was, and we're installing a switch as we speak.
Ah, very good. So the switch will basically allow people at the reception desk to buzz people in.
Correct.
Okay.
Cool. See, another question that I heard you ask earlier on the air. The outside glass door is on a timer now within the security system. It will unlock itself at what time? 8:30 in the morning, and will lock itself at 5:30. So you'll have to have the card after that.
So anyone who wants to break into this place, your prime hours now are from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30.
Well, it's going to be about having to break through. After that, you kind of have to fight somebody.
Tony, I have a question about. I'm sorry,
tighter than Mother Teresa. That's how tight this place is going to be after 5:30.
I have a question about the security cameras, Tony. Is it true that those cameras are going directly to corporate and will be reviewed periodically just by managers at upper levels that want to just see who's in and out of the building?
There are 13 cameras.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They are being recorded by a hard drive recorder. It records for 3 weeks and 2 days before it records over it. So within a period of 3 weeks and 2 days, if they need to look at anyone going or coming for whatever reason,
right.
It is possible to review the tape. If they like to look at it live, it actually has its own IP address, and they can look at it on the web.
That's really great, Big Brother.
Wow.
And they're also going to track us by the times that we swipe in and out, right? Like even if you go to take a leak or something, there's going to be a note of that.
Oh, good. They'll know our bathroom habits.
That is indeed true. Every time you use the card, it does record itself on the computer. And should they want to see you going to the bathroom, they simply take that time code and punch it into the hard drive and see.
Well, now, what if they see me going to the bathroom down in the garage? Because there's a camera down there now.
In that case, we zoom in and use an enlargement that we then put on the bulletin board.
Is there a camera?
You don't need a zoom lens for that.
Is there a camera in the air studio?
No, unless you'd like to be like your sister station in Lanham, which does have one in the air studio.
Ooh, but that would be the worst. Have you seen the creepy thing that they have out in the lobby? That thing like in Las Vegas where it's just a little eye in the sky?
Yeah.
And you know that there's some creep at our corporate office who's sitting looking at these 13 different cameras.
I tested it. When they were testing it out, I came by and gave a greeting to the person on Lanham.
You know, they do occasionally look, guys, because today there was a guy here from Lanham, and he looked at Steve, your favorite salesperson for Redskins, and said, you know, yesterday you had on a nice tie.
Oh, that's creepy.
Wow, that's extremely
that's
creepy.
That's so creepy.
Have they gotten Steve having a beer in the morning yet?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay. All right, thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Oh, and Tony,
yes.
Last thing, Mike mentioned he had lost his card.
I was kidding about that.
I knew you were, right. But for anybody that does lose their card, is that true, that part, as well, that it's like you pay half of what it costs and then the other half is going to go into some slush fund?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
All right, good.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay.
This gets more and more fun.
Bye-bye.
Another news suit for Michael Hughes.
More sex on the stairwell.
Wow.
The emperor is too close.
Here's what we have to do. We got to find them all. We got to find at least where the cameras are around here. 13 of them.
13.
Could you think of 13 places to put cameras around here?
One in the lobby.
I know.
One down in the garage.
Two in the garage.
Two in the garage. Mm-hmm. One on the stairwell. That's only four.
Right. One out front.
Oh, do you think they would do that? Okay, that's only five. Oh, God.
I mean, it's scary. 13 cameras.
Do you think they have bathroom cameras?
There's one under.
You know, we could get a lot of our answers solved if they're listening at corporate.
Mm-hmm.
We could get a lot of our answers about who leaves the gigantic mess
in
the afternoon.
Really that's the one place you need one.
They have two. Tony told me they have two U.S. cameras that are mounted in different places.
Two U.S. cameras?
Upskirt.
I know one's at Madonna's desk.
Permanently on. Right. On slow-mo.
Okay, well, this is great working here.
Yeah.
It's really good.
More and more fun. 13 cameras to record our every move.
You know, we're working in a studio really circa like 19, WKRP, let me just say that, circa 1978.
That's right.
We're working with crap conditions, but we do have state-of-the-art surveillance.
I just recalled that in the engineer shop, that's where the monitors are fed. So you can go and figure out where the cameras are by looking back there.
But they have monitors in the engineers?
Well, they've got one monitor, and the screen is cut up into like 12 pieces. So you can see
And it's up and running now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I want to go look.
But sadly, if you're back there, you can't see yourself.
What about right. it? What about in the? You know where I bet also the yeah. stairwell. I bet in the stairwell.
The stairwell.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you said that. What about out by the fire exit?
Yeah, probably
I bet
the fire.
One there because they hate sense. When people actually use that door.
Right. Yeah.
And what now? What is the room in the radio station where people have sex now?
The green room.
Really, I've always thought it was the big office upstairs, the big conference
room
upstairs.
You think there's one up there?
I don't know.
What is the room where people have sex now?
Who should we ask?
I'll ask Colette.
She'll know. Remember when Robert was here? No, I'm kidding. Colette, it's only a joke.
We're having to say that an awful lot today.
WJFK.
Hi, Colette. It's Don and Mike again.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How you been? How you been? How's since the last time we talked to you?
Hey, what's the room in the station where people have sex now?
Electric room.
Electric room.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Colette.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Bye-bye. It is electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
I've got the name.
Oh, I forgot to ask her, Rob.
What?
My mail was here yet.
Electric room. Where's the electric room at?
Hello. Colette.
Yes?
Is my mail here yet?
Not yet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, then.
The electric room.
Where's the electric room?
Yeah, where's the electric room?
Where's the phone room, the electric room. It's by the ladies' room.
The one upstairs?
No, down here.
Down here?
That's the janitor's closet. Are you talking about the phone?
It's the janitor's closet.
The phone room.
You've heard of no sex in the champagne room?
Yes.
There's no sex in the electric room.
Not what I hear.
Or no champagne.
At least you'd have the answer,
there you
though.
Go.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, best thing to do, stand outside, smile at the camera, and keep swiping in and out, in and out, in and out. They'll go nuts.
That's what we want to do is drive our employers. Well, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's what we want to do. But yeah.
I thought you guys had some questions.
Hold on. I'm giving you some chime time here.
Yeah.
Okay. I've flipped on you. You're okay. That's a good idea.
So gone are the days of like part-timers or weekenders saying, yeah, I was here late. I was here late on the weekend.
Right.
Clocking in for more hours.
Or saying as I wasn't here, as
right.
the case from time to time.
Right. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Things go missing.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, this is Matt's pillowcase.
Turn down your radio. Got a real good concept. But turn down your radio, please, Matt's pillowcase.
Yes, this is Matt's pillowcase.
Yes?
And I am more moist than Rosio's folds.
Ooh, okay, thank you.
You.
Bye-bye. It's very telling.
A vivid picture. Really.
Telling when the linens call. I forgot to ask what his thread count was.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Or how his sisters
are. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Welcome.
Don and Mike, Matt here. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I understand that management is changing the name of the radio station to WCTU. Hey, listen, seriously, take Tony there.